Well, as you heard from John S. Doyle, there are plenty of headlines about 2FM in the papers this morning after presenter Jennifer Zamparelli became the latest departure from the station. And Jen, there were none in The Sun, Radio Go-Go, in The Mirror. Now Jen's walking off in The Star. So what does the loss of big names like Zamparelli, Dermot Garrahy and the two Johnnies mean for 2FM? Media executive Willie O'Reilly is on the line now to talk about that. And Willie, you know 2FM very well. You produced the Gerry Ryan show in its heyday for years. Then you went on to run Today FM. So you know the market. And there's your own question that you pose in your article in The Currency today. Why are the cool cats leaving the ship? And are they leaving a sinking ship?
Sure, Anya. Well, the first thing is they're young. And they're doing something that young people are doing. Every parent listening to the program will tell you they're not staying in their jobs for very long. They're happy to move. So what we're here seeing is people moving in and out of broadcasting. So we don't actually know why these people are leaving. But what's more interesting is the fact that they can. So they have decided in their own mind that they would prefer to do a time on radio and then perhaps in somewhere else like Instagram or Spotify or an influencer. And they've a range of choices that were never there in our day. Because when you look at radio, perhaps 20, 30 years ago, it was seen as a job for life. And presenters became very much part of the fabric of a station. Think Larry Gogan on 2FM, think Gay Byrne in Radio 1, even think, you know, Dave and Dermot on Today FM. I mean, they were 21 years together on those stations, for instance, the last two. And then Dermot Whelan decided to go off and teach meditation and write a book. So people are doing different things, and it's all come and crystallized on 2FM this week.
And the way the market has changed, traditional radio versus podcasts and social media deals, do people listen to the radio in the same way, young people in particular?
No, audiences have fallen. Now, I should say it's still a very important avenue for young people. But yeah, it has fallen. They've much more choice. And some of these people now are broadcasters in their own right. And this is an amazing development. If you look at someone like Duran Garrity, she has 380,000 followers on Instagram. I mean, that's pretty much the audience of a regional radio station. It's a phenomenal amount. And so she can activate that or look to activate that in ways that maybe we don't even recognize. If I can tell you a quick story, because some of your listeners probably wouldn't know what's going on in this space. I had a woman who worked with me in the sales job, very good, and her position was made redundant. I called her to see how she was getting on. She's told me she was fine. She was on Instagram. I said, doing what? She said, I show middle-aged women how to put on makeup, how to put it on effectively and cheaply. I'd never heard about this. And I said, how many people have you got? Do you show? And the next thing surprised me. She said, 17,000. So there's a whole range of broadcasting that we don't really see going on in that sphere.
And in terms of the market and 2FM's place in the market then, in a world where you're moving away from traditional radio into podcasts and on social media deals and so on, I mean, I suppose the Spotify generation that doesn't want one station or one organisation curating all its choices for them, they want to pick and choose.
There's definitely that is happening as well. But radio is robust. It's a very robust medium. I mean, Today FM is boasting that it has almost 1 million listeners. It's near to an all-time high. In fact, 2FM had seen progress in some of its listenership areas. So radio hasn't disappeared. It's just there's more choice. Young people are going elsewhere. And the talent, if we call them that, have spotted an opportunity to follow them onto other platforms. It's just very dynamic and very changing.
Well, in your article, you write, it's squeaky bum time. So what would you do if you were head of 2FM today? Or is this a bigger decision for the RTE board about the future of 2FM, if you like, in the RTE stable?
Well, there are some things they'll need to pull at. The first thing is, it won't be impossible to get four new presenters. They will be found. But you've lost an awful lot. You've lost your investment in these people, you know, 10 years, 2 years, 4 years or whatever. That's a real problem. And so, for instance, 2FM is probably trying to catch Today FM in some kind of way. It trails it by about 200,000 listeners. It's going to be hard to cut the gap with this going on. The other thing that is difficult as well is that 2FM gets a license fee subvention of about 2.35 million a year. So it has to justify that, and that will be difficult. But 2FM is important for RTE because RTE, if I say this, is getting older. The audiences are getting older. They're still great audiences, but it doesn't have many touch points with younger audiences. And 2FM is its touch point with the 15 to 24 audience, who you could look at as a next generation. So it will need to look at it, think about it carefully, and perhaps look to do something radical. Following the same lines may not be the right answer, because you're just going to have the same result. People will come along, exploit their popularity, and move elsewhere. You really do want to invest in people to stay around at least for a decade or a bit longer.
And how does RTE marry that with its renewed focus on accountability and transparency after all the recent scandals?
Well, it will be difficult. If you look, say, again at Dirren, who had a little spat with RTE because of some work she did for Horse Racing Ireland, they said they were delighted what she did. She elevated and brought new elevated the horse racing and brought new people to it. And she was paid quite handsomely for doing that. I think RTE is going to have to find a way to accommodate people like that. Because after all, these are the people who have audiences. These are the people who you might want to on your station to bring an audience to the station. So it will be a tricky one for management because RTE is fundamentally a public service organisation, albeit with commercial aspects. So it will be delicate and it will be difficult, made more difficult because you have to do it for three or four shows at the one time.
Willie O'Reilly, Media Executive, thank you for talking to us on Morning Ireland today.